Oh, wow. That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell, I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
But I had a dream. My dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something, and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication is in you. Now pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, Curlcon...
What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is... WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things, like get tattoos of her face, or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat, an Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. Yeah.
Oh, you sent my soul sinking like a stone. Thought I'd never get up and step out of your love. All that wasted.
Welcome. Happy Monday. Bomb beats. What is on the agenda? A lot of basketball to talk about as usual. Playoffs. We're kind of reaching that point where teams are starting to lose, teams are starting to win the series. Draft just happened. New album dropped. And, yeah, you know, a normal day. But with that being said.
Billboard, baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on. Everybody looking for a dance, throw the run on.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm with a
one of the greatest, ain't no debating on it. I'm still levitated, I'm heavily medicated. Ironic, I gave them love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting. Been fighting hard for your love and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the basics. You see what you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement. Let's go. Left foot, right foot, levitating. Pop stars, do a leap with the baby. I had to lace my shoes for all the blessings I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese on it, get out and get your bread up. They always leave when you fall, but you run together. Weight of the world on my shoulders, I kept my head up. Now baby, stand up, cause girl, you...
That was Dua Lipa, Levitating. Basketball. How do I want to do this? We'll talk about the cool series first, and then we'll get to like the other series. We'll talk about the Knicks then. Knicks take 3-1 lead against the Pistons. Been an interesting last few games. I remember game two, Karl Anthony Towns was kind of just like going through the motions. No one was really like giving him the ball. I'm kind of blaming Tibbs on that one. And then game three, he was just like shooting the ball every play. I mean that in a nice way. And yeah, he was like, he kind of realized that no one on the Pistons can really guard him, even though Tobias Harris has done an okay job with that. Yeah, Karl Anthony Towns is kind of gonna get fouled if he drives to the rim. Oh, and Tobias Harris is guarding him, and he realized that. So game three and four, he's kind of just been really, really good. I hit some crazy shots in game four, like not half court, but it was like a 30-footer three-pointer, and then hit some fade in the corner. I don't even know what that was, but he made it. Yeah, I think guys are really starting to like chip in. I wish the games weren't like extremely close, but guys are starting to chip in. The defense has been much, much better. And guys are playing way more consistent on the offensive end. Even McHale didn't even shoot that well last game, but I think he hit two corner threes. That was kind of just like the thing that changed everything. And his defense on Cade has been really, really great as well. But yes, McHale came through. OG's been, you know, he's been doing what he's been asked to do, making things tough for Cade. Cade's been playing pretty good, though, but he's been having to work for his shots. And everyone else, the rest of the team has been kind of been like been held in check. Malik Beasley hasn't had a good series. Tim Hardaway hasn't had a good series. Asar is always in foul trouble.
So things
have been going pretty decent. And anything do I want to talk about before I get to Jalen Brunson? Jalen Brunson's been pretty good. He's been scaring me, and honestly, there's another point that I'm going to get to after I mention another player, so I'm not going to spend too much time, but he's been really, really, like, clutch. I think he has the most fourth quarter points in the playoffs so far. Eye test backs that up. And yeah, I think the series is pretty much over. We'll see if the Knicks can actually close it out at home tomorrow, because you know they like to play games. But yeah, the series is pretty much done. I think Jalen Brunson has played like the best player in the series. The Knicks defense has been like turning on at the right time. There's been some times where the offense has looked a little like slow, a little sluggish, but I say the last two games it's really picked it up. Outside of some weird like stretches where the offense doesn't look too good, and the Pistons are like grabbing every offensive rebound. But I'd say this series is almost, the door is almost shut. Just have to rebound the ball, number one. Just make sure Malik Beasley and Tim Hardaway don't like drain like five threes together. And yeah, just hit some threes, take good shots, and I just need everyone to chip in, because I don't know, there's versions of this team where it's just Jalen Brunson just dribbling around and everyone is just standing there looking at him. That's like the version where we act like we don't have good players on the team. But the ideal version of the Knicks is when everyone is getting involved, when OG has 18 points, when Mikhail has 20 points, when Cat has his 20-point double-double, and then Jalen Brunson, he's just playing easy basketball, just catch and shoot threes, get into the paint. Oh, you need me to score? Fine, I'll go score a couple points. And then in the fourth quarter, same thing, just a little more aggressive, but I do like when he is passing the ball off to Towns and Mikhail for shots, because I think they need more shots in the clutch. But things are going great. Things are going great. As for the Timberwolves and Lakers series, actually, we'll talk about the Clippers in the Nuggets. Clippers and Nuggets, that series is kind of like, oh, I thought the Nuggets were like they were gone. I thought the Clippers were going to go up 3-1, and then now I want to say it's tied. I could be bugging. But yeah, the Nuggets were like really close. If you watch the game, they were extremely close to losing. Okay, it's tied. Yeah, they were extremely close to losing. Jokic airballed a three, but then Aaron Gordon dunks it. And yeah, this series was very, very close to going back to Denver down 3-1. But 2-2, game five. Yeah. We got to give props to Kawhi. How he's just, I don't know, he gets a lot of like criticism for getting hurt, which is like kind of unfair, but that's another story. But he always just comes back, and it's just like, oh, he's, you know, getting put back dunks, he's hitting his normal fadeaways, and it's just like, oh, well, I mean, I guess he's okay now. And yeah, he's kind of been unguardable this series. James Harden's been great. Zubats has been Zubats. The Nuggets have been getting by. Well, I don't really think it's looked too good. They did blow a 20-point lead. And then, like, I told you about the Jokic airball and the thing. Yeah. Every win the Nuggets have had, I haven't felt too good about it. It's just, like, again, like, the Clippers, like, just losing it. Like, losing it by themselves. And just here losing it to an Aaron Gordon dunk. Yeah, that series is definitely going to 7. And it honestly just relies on, can the role player step up? And I think something that's like, I hope gets enough like notices, how many minutes Jokic is playing. Because that's kind of been the reason why the defense has kind of just been a non-factor. Because he's playing like 40 whatever minutes. And like, I think I've said on here, the team isn't that good. Like, Jamal Murray is good sometimes. Michael Porter is, like, the supporting cast is all right. But Jokic definitely has to foot like 70% of the bill on offense, like at all times. So yeah, it's putting a lot of wear and tear, I feel like. So we'll see. I don't know if the series ends up going to a game seven. I think that'll favor the Clippers a little more. But the series is definitely the best series right now, because every series is kind of heading to the end. Yeah, every other series is heading to the end, kind of. Which brings me to the Lakers and DeRozan now. Timberwolves are a scary team. And it's crazy that they're just, I don't want to say putting it together now, because they've been really good for the last, like, month, 2 months. But they're really good. And especially, like, the defense. Like, this game was, like, the Lakers, they were doing all right. The offense was looking good. They're getting a lot of threes. Ball was moving. Defense was playing pretty decent. They were up by, like, double digits, whatever. And then in the fourth quarter, something in the Timberwolves just switched. Chris Finch just threw in like their best defensive lineup. Without Rudy, they put in Naz Reid instead. And then it just started, like, the Lakers, I think I like read something, it was just like 10 Timberwolves had 10 fourth quarter stops. It was just like 10 straight possessions. Lakers couldn't do much, because it was just, they were just switching. And then that's when, like, the Lakers offense got stale. They were, like, really weren't running any, like, some of, like, the bread and butter stuff they were doing before with, like, the pick and rolls, like LeBron. And then, yeah, Jaden McDaniels is playing great. Julius Randle, I've never seen a playoff run just flip someone's, like, resume, but it's kind of happening, which is a great time, because Julius Randle's kind of in, like, a contract thing, so I guess he's staying in Minnesota for a while now. But and Dante DiVincenzo was just, he's playing pretty good. But yeah, Anthony Edwards, like, there's just times when I'm watching stuff and I'm like, are y'all watching the same thing? Are y'all watching him hit step back threes and play great defense and hitting corner guys in the three? Who? Edwards is playing pretty good, which brings me to my point. I just feel like there's been two players the last 2 to 3 years who have been, like, all NBA players in the regular season, and then in the playoffs, they take it up a notch, and they end up being the best player in that series through multiple series in multiple years. And it's Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson. Like, I can't really remember a time where they've walked into a series and they haven't been the best player in that series. Like, for Brunson, first year, what? It was the Cavs, Heat, and then they lose. I think he was the best player in both series. And then last year, it was what? The Sixers, and then Pacers, they get hurt. And then you have the Pistons series, and it's kind of just like, you look at the numbers, then you watch the games, and it's like, does he really get worse? And, like, I think he's been an All-NBA caliber player for the last 3 years. And then Anthony Edwards, same thing. He's been that good of a player the last 3 years. And I think you can only really point out one time where he wasn't the best player in that series. And it was what? The Mavericks series. And I don't even think he was that bad. Like, he was, like, what? The second best player in the series to what? Luka Doncic. And then the other time with Jokic against the Nuggets. But, I mean, Timberwolves won that series. So it's kind of just like, these two got to be top 10 players, right? And I'm kind of tired of, like, it's like the movie Groundhog Day. And I think I used that example one time. But, you know, when you're constantly just seeing the same thing over and over again. I don't know. I just feel like those two are for sure top 10 players. And I can't under... I don't really understand, like the drawback to them being not. Because, I don't know. I just feel like other players don't have the last 2 to 3 years they've had. But, yeah, those two definitely been the MVPs of the weekend. Oh, and another thing. One last thing. They're kind of indestructible. Knock on wood. But, like, they get, like, you'll see them holding their calf, holding their knee, and then they'll go to commercial break. And then you come back, and then they're just laughing on the bench, cheesing, kiki-keying. Jalen Brunson just sitting on the bench, watching the game, and then they'll come back in the game, and then they'll hit, like, 14 points in the fourth quarter. I don't know. Those two are just, yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm just putting things in this proper perspective. The way I look at you, make it easy for me to cook up you. I was a crook before you even got in the picture. You think you vanished away and erased out my sister. You think I'm supposed to look at you like my sister. You f***ed my bro behind my back and I went tripping. Can't bear my feelings when you don't get my vision. Spinning chicken on pigeon, some things getting ridiculous. The streets malicious, but I know I got better wishes. Cross examining my kindness, Royal your highness. Put the work in, go berserk, it's perfect timing. Fancy bitch wanna ride in double R. That look up, bring out who you is, who you are. I go off until I beat it. Yeah. I go off until I beat it. Beat it. Man. That look up, bring out who you is, who you really are. Eating Waffle House, diners requesting caviar. She gets so drunk up. Tastes like Capsule Azor. I almost kept it cold, but steady and turned it to a star. I took a bowling on the Tuesday because the block was hot. We did some with a few of the vibes. She see the twilight on my stones with her eyes. I'm gone, but I'm in my right mind. Back on a flip phone, knew not to discuss the business. Little dog came home, we did it without a witness. She can't pop out whenever she wants, she need permission. Gotta be exquisite, that be a part of my religion. Ride and stay committed. Fancy bitch wanna ride in double R. That look up, bring out who you is, who you are. I go off until I beat it. Yeah. I go off until I beat it. Beat it. Man. You believe in love, girl, forgive me for my sins. Make your heart stop if I give you too much attention. To my star power, turn a lover to an enemy. When asleep, the sun was out, now it's dark again. So that kick rock, cause she don't know how to chill. Don't mean nothing to me, not even more than a pill. My fingers is filthy for counting these dirty bills. I'm king of the mountain, a crib worth 100 mil. There ain't no Uber service inside the field. Sneaking on the logo, I forgive. She can't pop out whenever she wants, she need permission. Gotta be exquisite, that be a part of my religion. Ride and stay committed, or beat it.
Drink till it's early, yeah. Oh, this boat take a straw shop that Burlington did. Drake man had cracked the seal, I begged him to sell it to me. Stars in the roof, this ain't nothing, I switched to coupe. Yeah. Emo, but she like to go to look like Betty Boop. Yeah. Shit in me, hop in SRTs and do Fruity Loops. He can't play me bank, I switch out whips like they switch out shoes. Yeah. Okay, it's us. I'll be phone, yeah.
I was geeking. I was high as hell, tweaking. I was trying to strike, strike. I was trying to strike, strike. I was trying to strike like a match late night. Yeah, strike like I missed it. Strike like I hit the pin. Strike like I'm not gonna work. Strike, strike, slide, take slide. Shoulder, shoulder. Stack them old hunts, recreate Yoda. I don't put no crushed ice in my soda. Got it stuck like a holster. It's a gun in my holster. New Balenciaga in Dover. It's a phone in my soda. Sit on a Balenci Costa. Yeah. Okay. It's us. I be wrong. Yeah. I was geeking. I was high as hell, tweaking. I was trying to strike, strike. I was trying to strike, strike. I was trying to strike like a match late night. Yeah, strike like I missed it. Strike like I hit the pin. Strike like I'm not gonna work. Strike, strike.
The boss, no, ain't no talking to me. I need a check, no, I ain't talking for free. I took that bitch, she ain't been home in a week. So good, I might buy a G.
I need hitters on the race, no. Watch the money talk. Need all my bitches in a bus, no. Watch the money talk. Ever since she got her own, told her I can't hold her. She put on for the game, shorty, she a soldier. And it don't matter who she with, she thinking what I told her. And I told her I always make sure money talking for you. And I told her I'm chasing a chick, I'ma call her back. I ain't calling the weekend, I follow back. I got sticks in the Jeep, I'm on all of that. Lotta race in my jeans, it's a 100 pack. I don't even much look, I ain't seeing that. All my b****s in a bus, I run with that beef like a running back. And money talk, I get you touched, now. Follow behind me, I'm sliding with all my b****s in a jet. Watching it, can't figure me out like, go get the bag. Hold on, watch me sweat. Keep protection on my waist. Nameless, when dirty cash. When I'm walking up
in the
boss,
no, ain't no talking to me. I need a check, no, I ain't talking for free. I took that bitch, she ain't been home in a week. So good, I might buy a G.
I need hitters on a race, no. Watch that money talk.
That's that money talk.
Need all my bitches in a bus down.
That money talk. That's
the money talk.
They say the money on the way, I had to tell them rush it. I bought the Cartier with a plane, but then I told them bust it. He ain't talking about no money, I ain't heard nothing. He ain't in that discussion. Ain't such a call, I'm coming.
What?
I left the main man running. I keep the cash on hundreds. Put out the stick, they drumming. Done the balls, do nothing. I be talking about a check. Look at my bitch, her wrist on wet. Everything I busted down, put Eliante around her neck. I bought the wagon off the lot. So good, I bought Chanel right there on the spot.
So good.
Rich from boss, I knock you off, won't see the case. Rich forever, ballin' like the NBA. Done the boss, no, ain't no talking to me. I need a check, no, I ain't talking for free. I took that bitch, she ain't been home in a week. So good, I might buy a G.
I need hitters on the race, no. Watch that money talk.
That's that money talk.
Need all my bitches in a bus down.
The money talk.
The money talk.
I can't be part, put that cat in sport. let's save it more. My kids ain't gon' have chores. Rolex, no Michael Kors. Could come with a gym and a mini golf course. End it off with a slamming ball in the rim when I score. Smoke a lot of grams. You would've thought I knew I'd grow. Said more than an ounce. I never measure what I pour. I know the amount. I'm out that hood. Narcotics, keep my diamonds polished. Throwing diamond honest, keep them dollars coming. Look at all this money, this is our summer. I'm out the hood, but I'm still a hood baby. I'm still going crazy. I made these labels pay me. I bought a new Mercedes. I come from where it get crazy. I'm chasing this paper daily. These do hate me. I'ma give them hate. Show more you are well. Pay my bill. My new finest. Cocaine polish on her nails. One of a kind for real. Got her on his attic smell. Bitch, we roll like shell. But that AP time gon' tell. Send a bell in the mail. Now we slick and slimy like jail. Ain't taking no hell. Then I cross our trail. Get hotter than. Might die my drip blunt like Odell. And take up the sales. I'm out that hood.
That was Out the Hood Gunna. Other series. Okay, I was waiting for the beat to drop. Okay, the other series. I forgot about the Rockets and the Warriors. That's has a chance to get tied up the series. Jimmy Butler is playing today. Or he's supposed to be playing today. And that should be interesting. That should be cool. Last game, Steph did Steph things. Up 2-1. I still have the same concerns for the Rockets. Are Fred VanVleet and Jalen Green scoring the basketball? Are they hitting shots? What are these lineups? Are they getting good shots? Because Ime has definitely thrown in some Jabari Smith and Amen Thompson and just a lot of like tall people who can't really shoot that well. But it's worked because they've grabbed every offensive rebound and offense has been hard to come by at times for the Warriors, but that's just not sustainable, especially when you get to these crunch time situations and, you know, the Warriors have Steph on their team, because you can only do so much with Curry, but he's gonna get his 30 points here or there. But yeah, this is a big game. If Jimmy's back, that helps a lot of things, because now Steph can play a little more off ball. But it's just how healthy is Jimmy? If he's like playing at like 70%, things get kind of tough when you want him to like post up a lot and do all this like isolation things. So that's something to watch for. Draymond is something to watch for because he's kind of been a little unhinged, more unhinged than usual. He probably should have been ejected a few times this series. So I kind of just need him to like calm down a little bit, because eventually the refs are going to eject him if he's like yelling at them. So just that's something to watch for. But yeah, series kind of just relies on Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet. Can they hit pull-up threes? Can they get good shots? Can they make their open shots? And can they get to the paint? If they can get to the paint, get to the free throw line, then it's a little easier to score some points. But I will say Sengun's been playing pretty decent, but he's just gonna need more help, because the Rockets, they're not gonna get a bye with like bully ball like the whole entire series. They're not gonna get by with bully ball the whole entire series. So that's that. As to the other series that's wrapped up, Thunder swept the Grizzlies. Got a lot of Grizzly stuff to get to after this. But yeah, Thunder were just in control. Even when the offense wasn't doing that great, when Shea wasn't doing that great, they just, you know, take every basketball. They get a lot of steals. They convert off a lot of their steals. So, and the Grizzlies defense is just really bad. So yeah, Thunder sweep. They're just waiting for the Clippers and Nuggets series, which that they might have a little time because that series might go the distance. Other series, Celtics Magic. There have been some close ones. Celtics have been dealing with some few injuries. Magic got a game, but I think the Celtics close it out in the next game today. I want to say no Jrue Holiday, but Jrue Holiday is really important for that team. I just think. And it's interesting because I feel like he might have regressed a little bit, but he's just so intricate to what they do. And he's just like probably the highest IQ player on that floor. So he kind of just like in crunch time, you just give him the ball or he always like make the right play on top of just him probably guarding 1-5. But when he's not there, you definitely like tell the difference. So. I don't know. We'll see about his injury status throughout the playoffs. As for the Magic, it's Paolo and Franz. We'll see. They have made it tough on the defensive end for the Celtics, but it's kind of hard to win games when your team can't shoot. So they're going to have to figure that out. And next week, we'll have a lot of Magic stuff to talk about when they get eliminated. Other series, Cavs Heat. Cavs are going to sweep them. Heat actually won a game, but Cavs should finish the series really soon. Kind of surprised that Heat won a game. Not gonna lie, the Cavs should be cool. They should just honestly, they should be worrying about the Indiana Pacers because the Pacers they're handling business. Lillard sadly towards Achilles. A lot of Bucks stuff to get to next week as well. But yeah, Cavs Pacers. That's some series that's gonna be not an easy test for the Cavs. I think they're gonna get tested because the Pacers have been one of the best teams in the league for the last 3 months. So like a playoffs where you gotta see them like at least four times in like a week, four times in 2 weeks or whatever. I don't know. We're going to really see how good the Cavs are in this Pacers series. But yeah, as for the Pacers Bucks, the Bucks don't have a good roster. Hopefully they, I don't know, they got a lot of things to take care of in the offseason, to say the least. What am I playing? We'll be back.
Moving fast, put away the stash as a sold the last pack around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
I got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up. I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Oh,
they won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
Can you pay me a visit?
They won't let me out.
Send me some magazines.
They won't let me out.
Send me some money orders.
They won't let me out.
Pay me a visit, baby.
They won't let me out.
'Cause I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Where's my lawyer?
They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
Trip to the hood, it's no problem, girl. It's my city. I could take you there. Little kid with guns, only 15, roaming the streets up to no good. When gunshot just bust, just run quickly. I could show you where.
Show you where.
As long as you're with me, baby, you'll be alright. I'm known in the ghetto, girl. Just stay by my side. Or we can leave the slums, go to paradise, baby. It's up to you. It's no worries, I know the bottom of them where I stay. Bullets fly past you in a hurry, this is no gunplay. Don't be scared, I know the West Indies is Jamaica, that's where I'm from. Might see something that you're not used to, welcome to the slums.
To the slums.
As long as you're with me, baby, you'll be alright. I'm known in the ghetto, girl, just stay by my side. Oh, we can leave the slums, go to Shorty, I could take you there. Or we can go
paradise. We can go to the tropics, sipping the coladas. Shorty, I could take you there. Or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Shorty, I could take you there. You know I could take you.
That was Sean Kingston, Take You There. Now, let's get to the offseason of the Memphis Grizzlies. As I mentioned, got swept by the Thunder. Hasn't been the easy season, autopilot season, whatever you want to call it. Like, there's been a lot of things going on. That is super loud. There's been a lot of things going on. So, let's get to it. As for the core pieces, and I'll get to them. Scottie Pippen Jr., Zach Edey, Vince Williams. That's pretty much it. You could maybe throw in Santi Aldama, but I think Scottie Pippen Jr., Zach Edey, Vince Williams, I'd feel pretty good about keeping those three on the roster for the next few years. Like, they all play pretty good defense, all young. Their contracts aren't that crazy. All could shoot pretty well. Vince Williams has been hurt for a little bit, but I think when healthy, he's pretty decent. Scottie Pippen Jr. has kind of been, like, a real bright spot for them, especially, like, defensively. So I don't see him going anywhere. And then Zach Edey is their first-round pick. He's had a kind of down rookie year. He's shown flashes, especially with the new coach. But I think one offseason, full offseason of a new coach, which I'll get to that, is going to be really good for him because I think he's a good player. I think he's really good at what a big man is supposed to be doing. So I just think, like, a season of him starting, knowing his role, and a full season of him actually being in the NBA is going to go a long way for next season. But yes, those are the three. I didn't mention the other guys because they're kind of at a crossroads with this team because we don't want to start with this. Due to the new CBA, you kind of, like, it's really tough for teams to have three max players on the roster. Just because, I mean, if you have three max players, that's what? We'll say that's like 75% of the cap for three players. So then, like, a good starter is what, about 18%, 15%? So at that point, you're paying like a lot of like the salary cap for four guys on the roster. So it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. You just have to be like, the way to build a team nowadays, it's kind of just real structured. Like, it's two max players and then everyone else has to be in that, like, minimum to 25 range. Because the minute you start going ahead of, and there's, the minute you start going outside of that and they start making $30+ million, it's kind of like, well, oh, hmm. We kind of have to start cost cutting somewhere. Or you kind of have to have a lot of rookies on the team, but if you're a good team, you probably don't have that. So yes, that brings me to the Grizzlies. They might have to pick two out of their three players, but we'll go through it. Ja Morant. Do you really want to? Okay. Ja is, I'd say, the best player on the team, but do you really want to trade him at his lowest point? Because, like, what's the benefit in that? And you can be like, oh, but what about when Ja's healthy? When Ja's healthy. Every time we play the when he's healthy game, and this is in, like, in general, that goes for players who are like, who like routinely miss 60% of the year, and Ja is not a exception. So it's like, do you want to keep the player who's really good when he's here, but he's kind of like availability is like a real like thing with him and not a good thing. So it's just like, I guess you probably should probably end up keeping Ja, at least for now. See if you feel that he's not worth an extension down the line when he's up for it in like 2 to 3 years or whatever. Then you move off of him. But I just don't think his trade value is at a low. We're getting reports that executives kind of like soured on him a little bit. So I don't really think trading him is the way to go. Kind of how I feel about Zion too. But a lot of things can change for the Pelicans. If they get the first pick, then I'm kicking Zion to the curb. But that's a whole nother thing. But yes, that's where we are with the John Morant stuff. And then Jaren Jackson, it's kind of... And now before I say some things, Jaren Jackson's a good player. Jaren Jackson Jr. is a really good player. All-NBA caliber player. Elite defender. I know he's had some, like a few stinkers in the playoffs, but he's pretty good at basketball, guys. I just want to say that before, because I know he might get traded or whatever, or like there might be a contract extension and people are like, oh my God, well, all that for Jaren Jackson? No, Jaren Jackson's not that good. We can be not dramatic for a little bit. But yes, Jaren Jackson's really good. Now let's get to it. He's kind of up for an extension soon, and do you really feel comfortable paying him, maybe giving him a raise? Because he's gonna want a max contract just for being the best player on the team in the last 2 years when you factor in like availability. So you could probably keep him, but how much are you prepared to pay him? And if contract negotiations do go south, you kind of have to like move him really quickly, because I don't really think he has too much time left on his deal. Like, I think that contract extension is kind of like priority number one. Let me double check right now, but yeah, he's going into the last year of his deal next year. So, you know, time is not really of the essence here. So that's something you have to figure out. And that's kind of why I'm kind of on the, well, maybe on the trade Jaren wave, because I mean, no, he's young. I don't know. We'll get to the who I want to trade later. But that's something you have to figure out. And then Desmond Bane. Desmond Bane is just Desmond Bane. He's been pretty healthy for the most part. Is on a max contract. We've seen him average 23, 25 points a game. Did get hurt a little bit this year and last year, but I don't think injuries are too much of a concern. Not really any red flags. Not really any concerns. Just Desmond Bane. And I mean that in a good way. Like, man, he's just a really good player. So, like, you're going to have to figure that out. So, it's like, with Ja, it's... Are we really trading him at his lowest point? But Jaren Jackson, contract extension. And then... So, I think Desmond Bane's going to stay. He's probably just, like, the safest asset to have on the team. And then the other two... I don't know. It kind of looks like they might be in the mood to trade Jaren Jackson. Just by default. Unless they're trading Ja, because I did read that the GM is kind of like, no, that he doesn't want to trade Ja Morant at all, but I don't know. There's a lot of smoke and things they have to sort out with the roster, but they got some decisions to make with those three, because I really doubt those three would be on the team next year, because I don't know how you can do that and just have like optimism going into next year, because it just hasn't worked in the last like 3 years. Yes, but that's the big three part. But as for the team as a whole, they have to upgrade the perimeter defense. It was really bad this year. I totally forgot about Jalen Wells, because I didn't see him in the playoffs. He's a no doubt core piece. Him and Scottie Pippen Jr. are the ones I feel the best about in the next 3 years, actually. So forgot about Jalen Wells. He was really good. Second in rookie of the year. on my ballot, at least. So, yeah. But, yes, they have to upgrade the perimeter defense. It's been awful for the last 30 games. Kind of got the coach fired. Maybe you move G.G. Jackson. Because G.G. Jackson is really, really young. Maybe moving him for a vet. Because they were in the market for Dorian Finney-Smith at one point. But until the Lakers, like, swooped in. But yes, defense, all caps, underline, italicized. That's got to be priority number one. So that's kind of why you'd be against trading Jaren Jackson. But again, we move trades. And mainly, are they in the mood to trade for, like, a star? Because if you are going to trade a player, are you going to trade for a max player? Are you going to trade for role players? I have seen Kevin Durant mentioned, and due to the, you know, the whole three max players don't really work, I don't really think that'd be a good idea. And I kind of don't want to spoil the Magic thing next week, but yeah, the Magic definitely shouldn't trade for Trae Young for that same reason. But yeah, I think they should probably just try to get a little more deeper. Try to get some, like, bigger wings who could play some defense. Maybe a backup center, just in case, because Zach Edey is really young. Brandon Clark, kind of don't know where you are with him. He's in the middle of two major injuries now. So there's some upgrades to be made around the team. For sure. But it's just, like, where do you want to go from here with, like, again, the major question around the top three guys. Well, first things first, they have to figure out the coaching situation. Tuomas Amasalo had a lot of optimism. Has not gone really well at all. Kind of blew a 30-point lead in the playoffs. They got swept. It's not a good group. It's not a good coach. I don't think he's the right person for the job anymore. So they're going to have to figure that out. Who that'd be, I don't know. It's probably not internally. probably can't hire Taylor Jenkins again. I don't know. We'll see who they look for. They definitely prioritize defense. On offense, just the space has been pretty good. But it's all about offensive rebounding. They did want to really prioritize, like, their fast break offense and their spacing and stuff. So I think that's where they look at. But yeah, a lot of questions for them. And I'm not sure if they have a GM, if they're going to keep the general manager going into next year. Even though he did have a press conference, I don't think I read all of it or listened to all of it. I just know about the job part. But he definitely feels like this team is kind of far from where they need to be, and which they are. But I don't know what that entails. So yeah, Grizzlies are just, like, one of the more fascinating teams in the league for the offseason, just because there's just so many ways they can go. They can even just be like, okay, we just hired a new coach and that was our issue all along. But chances are, I don't think they do that. Because they will have money problems sooner than later. No. West is tough. So they're going to have to make some moves that really like solve some of their issues, because I don't think the West is getting any worse anytime soon. Especially when you talk about, like, the top three teams. And, like, the teams on the rise. Because I do feel like the Spurs are on the rise, again, sooner than later. So, a lot of things. But, yeah, they're a team that I'll definitely be super keyed in on all offseason. For sure. I'm trying to figure something out here. But yeah, their team. Can't wait for next week and what I write about some teams, because Heat might be gone. Magic might be gone. Pistons might be gone. Man, I have a lot of work ahead of me, it feels like, and I don't even know if I have time to do that here. But should be fun. Should be fun. Should be fun seeing teams get eliminated, I guess. But yeah, when I come back, I'll probably talk about some draft stuff. And yeah.
Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.